If you, the listener, were the male or female under the following scenario, what would you have expected your counterpart to do? The scenario goes like this. A couple at a local park is accosted by a very ominous-looking male. The ominous-looking male engages in conversation with the female, while the man in the relationship stands by. The man notices that the ominous-looking male appears to be convincing his female partner in performing a certain act that may lead to the couple's mortal demise. I now ask the listener, if you were the woman in the relationship, would you have expected your male counterpart to intervene and to take over the conversation? Man to man, him versus the ominous-looking male. And if you were the man in the relationship, would you have intervened or at least interposed a word of warning? In other words, as the man in the relationship, would you have protested? Well, an intervention or protest is not what transpired when Eve was approached by the so-called supernaturally endowed serpent. Instead of a protest, Adam cowered. And to make matters worse, he gave in to that which the serpent put forward by performing the very act proposed by the serpent, eating from the tree of knowledge. It really should make one wonder if the silent generational reproach against women is the fact that Eve had the courage to put her life on the line in exchange for knowledge, while the man failed to step up to the plate when the awful time of reckoning came. In other words, is male hatred towards women due to the fact that the most well-known story in history depicts and forever relives the fact that man is not what he has been erroneously preached to be? So next time you hear the cliche Adam and Eve story, or you pick up the Bible and read the Genesis account of Adam and Eve, remember that if not for the woman, you would not have the capacity of knowledge you do today. And that if the story were true, the reason you and I are destined to labor for life is because of the first man that failed to live up to his title of a man. Instead, he performed in a manner that will forever be remembered as the first cowardly act. Ironically, the Bible, which is promoted by men, is the vessel that will forever ensure the remembrance of the first cowardly act that man would like to forget.